Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Samara Rosenfeld, and I am the Associate Editor of CHE. Today, I will be joined over Zoom by Tara Vale, Chief Growth Officer at HST Pathways. We discussed how ambulatory surgery centers are taking an increased role in the healthcare setting, why EHRs weren't mandated for ASCs, and interoperability. Thank you so much, Tara, for joining me today. Can you start by telling the audience about yourself and your position at HST Pathways?
Sure. Previously, I served as the Chief Operating Officer at HST Pathways. With the merger of our company with CaseTabs in November of 2020, I'm now the Chief Growth Officer. And my role is really to partner with ASCs and hospitals and the health systems as they health systems expand into the ASCs, and as the ASCs look to implement solutions that are really fully integrated and work with their physician partners and their hospital partners in various ways. And with the ASC industry really growing, HST Pathways is a cloud-based end-to-end solution, fully integrated and specifically designed for that ASC. So we work with these clients to help them with tools for their revenue cycle management, schedule sharing, the electronic health record, and really everything that they need and as a comprehensive way to meet all their information management needs.
You had mentioned this. You said ASCs are growing. Why are they taking on such an increasing role in the healthcare setting?
So ASCs today are, if you think about the triple aim of the Affordable Care Act of lower costs, higher quality care, patient satisfaction, ASCs fit so nicely in that trifecta, if you will. So as you look at healthcare systems and they're looking to treat the higher acuity cases and move lower acuity cases out of the walls of the hospital because it's a, you know, it's a much more affordable place to treat the patient. It's much lower infection rates because you're not dealing with the potential of hospital acquired infections. And the reason it's lower cost is because these outpatient settings are seeing lower acuity cases. So that's one major reason. I think the other one is that hospital outpatient surgery has come a really long way in advances in medicine and technology, so that it's made it safer to do these cases in an outpatient setting. And you're now starting to see that these really complex procedures like total joints can be done in an outpatient setting and sending the patient home in hours instead of days. And you know, Medicare is starting to recognize that. And as they, Medicare being one of the most conservative of all the payers, they are really expanding the number of procedures each year approved to do in an ASC. Most recently, they've even expanded into some cardiology procedures. And as they continue to do that and see it as a cost-effective and safe place to do business, the healthcare systems are really partnering, either building out ASCs and partnering with their physicians to really expand that line of business.
Why were ASCs left out of the mandates for EHR adoption?
So the hospitals and doctors were given financial incentives for the EHR as part of the High Tech Act in 2009. And there were some areas of healthcare that were not included as part of that. And ASCs were one of them. And as a result of that, a majority of the ASCs are still charting on paper. So the why were they left out? Not sure. In 2009, when they pick different areas, they primarily focused on the hospitals and the physician practices. So all of the other ancillary services, a lot were not included in that meaningful use mandate. But today, a majority of the ASCs, as a result of that, are still charting on paper. And that really creates some challenges for interoperability. So that, you know, ready access to information, the data analysis, and the data portability that you would expect in healthcare is only possible if you have a fully electronic health record and practice management system to really foster that interoperability.
So that was partly leaning into what I was going to ask, is how this can hurt the ASCs, providers, and patients. But you mentioned the whole interoperability thing is huge, especially when you're seeing new patients a lot of the time and you don't know if they have any underlying issues and stuff like that. But how important is it to be able to leverage an EHR?
I think it's absolutely critical. And it's critical from a quality metrics, as you mentioned, standpoint. COVID being a perfect example of that. As with COVID, you had a situation where ASCs were being repurposed and other healthcare areas, but ASCs specifically were being repurposed as hospital without walls. And as they're treating those patients, that ability for that clinical data to go back and forth to that hospital became absolutely essential in demonstrating, one, that the ASCs, how they fit into that healthcare continuum, but the importance of those ASCs being able to communicate that COVID information, those regulatory information that they're starting to report on for some of that. And when you expand that into other areas with changing regulations, in the absence of an EHR, a lot of times they're tracking these things on an Excel spreadsheet. They're faxing it, that information from one place to another. It just becomes an essential component for ASCs to remain in, you know, as an integral part of the healthcare continuum.
And you're mentioning fax machines. I know a lot of offices still use them, but you're talking about outdated technology at this point.
Oh, it's very, very outdated. And it's just unbelievable how prevalent a fax machine is still in the ASC industry. I think HST has been really wanting to be at the, not wanting, HST has really been at the forefront of driving solutions that can get people away from the risk mitigation, fax machines being a big one. When you're talking about HIPAA compliance or things not getting there or the timeliness of communications, if you think about all of the providers that are involved in a case, which includes your anesthesiologist, your physician, potentially your implant vendor, being able to keep all those folks in line and aware real time of what's going on with a case, which is better for patient care and much more efficient and keeping costs down. A fax machine isn't, if that's the best technology that's out there of being able to communicate latest changes and schedules and things like that, your things change too much. And it is just incredibly inefficient way to continue to do business in today's day and age. Not to mention, as I said, from a HIPAA compliance, a lot of risk.
So we're talking a lot about EHRs at ASCs and the lack thereof. How would an ASC go about adopting an EHR? Is it something that they would do individually? Will there be a mandate?
So I don't think there's going to be a mandate for adopting an electronic health record. However, with the move towards value-based care, in order for value-based care instead of a fee-for-service to really have teeth in it, you need the clinical data. You need to know the quality outcomes that are coming with that. And the only way to do that is to have clinical quality reporting measures that are coming in. So historically, financial data has come in and they've reported some basic clinical data as part of those claims. But as you move to a more outcomes measures and value-based care, you need a much higher level of clinical data. And the only way to do that is through an electronic health record. So what I foresee is that their mandate may come down that they have to have an electronic health record at some point. It's unlikely, like the hospitals and the physicians where they were given financial incentives, and more likely that the mandate is going to say, you have to do this because for our health system to drive down costs, everybody has to have an electronic health record. And they're doing that today by increasing the amount of data that is needing to be reported and making that burden of meeting that bar higher So as a result, centers are really moving in that direction in a much faster pace to convert to an electronic health record. And as far as making the decision, it is a center by center decision. It is to go to an electronic health record, unless of course you're part of a health system that is mandating it, which becomes more of a management business decision on the part of the parent company. But it is still very largely an individual decision to go on electronic health record.
What challenges could you foresee arising when it comes to the adoption of EHRs at ASCs?
There's a couple of big challenges, and I'd start with the first one, which is change management. And I think that's human nature when it comes to a major change. If 80% of the surgery centers today are on paper, it can be seen potentially as overwhelming to implement something that's technology when you've always done business a certain way. So that change management, which is just a human element, it just makes the critical element of implementations to working with the centers, partnering with those centers, and working with the less tech, less tech savvy staff, and showing them that it is very intuitive. If you can operate an iPhone, you can operate our eChart solution, and helps them feel empowered and reducing that fear factor that goes with change. There's also some misperceptions that an EHR implementation is too expensive. And when we partner with our centers or partner with the clients that we have, you realize that the cost of doing it on paper is extremely expensive. That you've got storage costs, you've got retrieval costs. There's usually delays in getting a bill out the door. You typically have, anywhere from 1 to 3 staff full-time doing nothing but, going through the charts and making sure that they meet the level of compliance and that they have all the signatures that they need and tracking it down. So the inefficiencies alone, in addition to the hard cost of storing all of that paper, is really significantly more expensive than the cost of the software itself. So there are some misconceptions that go into that I think cause the rollout to be slower. And it's a challenge that we continue to educate our centers, we continue to educate the industry of what that real cost of business is today. I equate this almost to the world of radiology, where 15 years ago, the thought of having a PACS system, which is digital x-rays, seemed too expensive of a technology to implement. But yet when you look at the cost of film and the cost to store the film and retrieve it, it was an immediate ROI. And the electronic health record for the ASC space is really that exact same scenario that is strong ROI solution for these centers to adopt.
Is there anything else that you would like to add to this conversation?
Surgeons know that every minute counts. The time is money in an ASC, and physicians know the importance of optimizing. So fortunately, ASCs are organized to be more efficient and nimble. Selecting the right technology that's scalable, adaptable, and designed to meet their specific needs in this changing healthcare landscape can be a complete game changer when it comes to remaining competitive in this industry.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Tara.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your interview and the questions on the ASC space.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm your host, Samara Rosenfeld.